A very good morning and a very warm welcome to all of our guests from around Stratford, from Edgbaston, from London, from Washington, D.C., from Connecticut, from Hungary, from Poland, and even from Warwick. You know, it's lovely to see all of you. Although the chairs are lined up in this serried way, in a room that was part of a very rigorous religious college before it was taken over by Mason Croft, this is not a course of instruction, it is a party. And I'm here not to be scholarly, but really just to be a sort of compere or game show host over the course of the day. And the first people I'm going to welcome, really I feel extraordinarily impertinent daring to welcome them to this building, since, you know, to some extent they practically built it with their bare hands back in 1951. Just a reminder, since this event happens quite coincidentally, really, to have coincided with the gap between Remembrance Day and Remembrance Sunday, that the Institute arose from an extraordinary post-war moment for Shakespeare, and indeed for Europe, as the arts of peace were sort of rallied around. The British Council decided to invest some imagination in making Stratford into a sort of beacon of culture, Shakespeare being one of the things that hadn't been either destroyed or discredited during the two world wars. It's just when the Memorial Theatre is beginning to think about relaunching itself as the Royal Shakespeare Company. It's when the Birthplace Trust are planning that extraordinary building, the Shakespeare Centre on Henley Street. And, you know, it's the Festival of Britain is happening. It's 1951. And the Institute has always been very forward-looking. Today's proceedings, as you'll have seen from the programme, fairly arbitrarily divided between a morning on the first 60 years, an afternoon on the second 60 years. That's sort of misleading in that the Institute has, as I say, always been forward-looking, and it's always carried its past with it very, very proudly. One of the things I've discovered since coming to work here a few minutes ago is that nobody ever quite manages to leave the Shakespeare Institute. It has this extraordinary network of friends, well-wishers, former students, former teachers, who remain deeply loyal to it and who actually turn out secretly to run the entire world.